Governor Gretchen Whitmer has lengthened her stay-at-home order through May 15th. And this was announced today at a news conference amid a slew of other tweaks to the order. Rick Pluta is Capitol Bureau Chief for Michigan's public radio stations, and he was there. Hi, Rick.
Hello.
What did Governor Whitmer say about why she's extending the order?
Well, we should point out that what the order does is it relaxes some of the restrictions. So golf courses can open now. Some motorboating is allowed, you know, while maintaining social distancing. But the governor has also extended overall her stay-at-home orders and says everyone has to wear face masks now. So that's what happened in terms of her actions.
Did she talk about specific epidemiological factors that contributed to this decision?
Yeah, to use the vernacular, the curve is flattening, and so it seems safe to start allowing some more businesses to operate, but still tracking what they're doing. So if we start seeing a surge, then some of the restrictions at least would have to be reenacted.
Okay. So as you mentioned, she's proposing reopening certain businesses. We know that landscapers and lawn service companies are going to be back in business, also bike repair shops and other businesses that might have to do with more outdoor stuff and helping people get around. Did you notice anything about the classes of business that she mentioned?
Sure. It seems more like this is focused on sectors of the economy, types of businesses, rather than sort of a blanket reopening. And so they're calling it waves. And so it's let's try a few businesses, see what happens to the numbers of infections, and then take it from there so that it'll be a little bit now, a little bit later, and measure the response. And then if it's working, great. And if it's not, then we retrench.
I gather that big box retailers, your Home Depots, your Lowe's, your Menards, will no longer have to close off garden centers and paint and carpet and other things that they were basically told not to sell.
Right, but there's still going to be social distancing that's expected to be enforced in the aisles and greenhouses. And so it's more sectors being allowed to open. And the governor says, however, that there are still rules, although we don't know how exactly they're going to be enforced. It seems to be more of a powerful request than a dictate.
What happens if someone shows up at a store without a mask? I mean, can service be refused?
Yes, which was the case before. But yes, service can be refused. We know that in some businesses, if someone shows up without a mask, that they'll be handed one as a condition of entering.
I've seen a couple of businesses around Southeast Michigan, albeit better healed ones, that were actually handing out plastic gloves to people before they walked in.
I've experienced that also.
Rick, last week, Michigan's Republican legislative leaders drafted and released their own plan for restarting sectors of Michigan's economy. It, among other things, suggested designating Michigan counties as either low risk, medium risk, or high risk, and a tiered system of rules that might apply to each of those. Did you get any sense that Governor Whitmer was affected or informed by that plan, or maybe this was some sort of response to it?
I think one of the major differences between what the Republicans are proposing and what the governor has proposed is that the governor is focused on sectors of the economy, types of jobs, whereas the Republicans are a little more focused on geography, places where we're not seeing a lot of infections. And one of the problems, and this is not just an issue that the governor and the administration have with this, but I've also talked to some other epidemiologists, is that it's just a matter of time until a wave of infections hits rural areas. We're already starting to see it. And what the problem there is that there are fewer facilities, fewer hospital beds to deal with a wave of infections. Even if you're seeing a flattening of the curve in Southeast Michigan, where we're seeing most of the infections right now, that it takes a smaller number of infections in rural Michigan, in northern Michigan, to overwhelm the public health system.
It's only been a couple of hours since Governor Whitmer made these announcements, but have you seen any Republican response today?
We know that the legislature is in session, and they are adopting bills to, first of all, they're creating a bicameral bipartisan commission that's supposed to examine the state's response to the coronavirus crisis, and they've granted themselves subpoena power in order to force people to come in and testify. We'll see how that will play, but the governor can't veto that. That's a joint resolution that she doesn't have authority over. But there is also another pair of bills that would create new restrictions, basically how long the governor's emergency orders can last without lapsing and requiring a reauthorization by the legislature. And those are also on the calendar, although the governor has said that if they land on her desk, they're vetoed, that she's not going to give away her authority to deal with this crisis or for that matter, any future crises.
You know, I was curious about that. Assuming that the votes can be assembled to pass these bills, and assuming it makes it to the governor's desk and she vetoes it, what then do these bills attempting to limit the governor's power mean? Is this more of a statement from the leadership?
I mean, it would be a message that they're not happy with how things are, about how this is playing out, and it's just a choice between sustained conflict over this or whether or not they can come to some kind of an agreement.
How much did Governor Whitmer give us hope that there might be some more loosening of restrictions in the weeks to come? Or did she talk about what factors she'd want to see in order to loosen things further?
It would be numbers of infections, where we're seeing increases and where we're seeing a flattening of the curve or even decreases. That would determine what happens next. She said that basically the plan is baby steps, move forward a little bit, see what happens. If it works, maybe move forward a little bit more. And if the experience is not good, then maybe you drop back a little bit and wait for things to get better.
So, Rick, Governor Whitmer says that she wants to be careful. She wants to be sure that she doesn't reopen Michigan's businesses too soon. What does she mean when she says that, reopening too soon might actually be worse than not reopening at all?
Well, now, I'm not an economist or an epidemiologist, but I'm about to play one on the radio. That what the governor has said and what other experts have said is that you don't want to reopen things too quickly so that there's another surge. And if there's a surge that's bad from the public health perspective, because then you're going to overwhelm parts of the system that are just going to be recovering from that first wave, that once you start flattening the curve, that you want that trend to continue. But there's also an economic danger, a danger from the business perspective, is as businesses are getting back on their feet, as businesses that have been closed are reopening their doors or expanding their operations, well, this has been going on. They've burned through their savings, that there's not a piggy bank to fall back on to try to keep them going or restarting. And so you want to make sure that this is done in an even-handed manner so that everybody can manage their expectations.
It's no secret that the worst outbreaks of the virus have been concentrated in the heavily populated areas of the state. Wayne County, mm-hmm. certainly, but also Oakland and Macomb counties. How politically important are these areas to Gretchen Whitmer?
Oh, I mean, they're the anchor of her support, although she also did well in Kent County, where the city of Grand Rapids is located. But yeah, they're the anchor of her support. They're the anchor of Democratic support. There are certainly significant Republican areas in Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb. But I mean, that's the battleground. That is where statewide elections are decided in Michigan. And they also have the most the most members of the House and the Senate, because they have the most people.
People are dying in areas where the virus is hitting the hardest. But Is there a danger for Gretchen Whitmer if she's not paying attention to things that legislative Republicans are saying right now?
Well, the danger is the danger that any political system would face in something like this, is that there needs to be cooperation among leadership in a crisis, not deadlock, not conflict. And if there is sustained conflict, then you take your eye off the ball, your eye off doing things that will actually help the economy recover, doing things that will make sure that the number of infections declines, as opposed to doing things that wind up being counterproductive.
Rick, we have less than a minute to go here. Given the temperature between the governor's office and the legislature before COVID-19 was a thing, would you say that the relationship has significantly worsened throughout the crisis?
I don't know if it's worsened or gotten better, but you know what we've seen with the conflicts before this is there was a lot of goodwill that was burned up. And when there was an opportunity to create a cooperative relationship between the legislative leadership and the governor, that time was spent doing other things. Now we're in the midst of a crisis, and that relationship building period was basically wasted.
Rick, thank you so much.
You bet.
Rick Pluta covers state politics and legislative business in Lansing for the state's public radio stations.